I do have some then and nows listed on for the board to consider. Again, this time of year, things will fluctuate with invoices coming in and when we have POs dated because of the fiscal year change. I do want to point out that the large expenditure there of Camp New Hope is not a direct district expenditure. While the money does come in under control of the district and we have to certainly follow all the rules and procedures to be in compliance, this is money of parents who have paid for their students to attend Camp New Hope. The next two resolutions I have is one for student fees and then also pay to participate fees. There have been some small changes to the student fees. I appreciate the work that Kathy Maxwell and the principals have put together for the high school and middle school, and Alex Fleming and the principals have done for the intermediate and elementary school, getting the fees put together. You'll see we try to be very targeted on our fees, on you know what we're charging. We don't charge a general fee here in Westlake. This isn't, if someone says, what's my money for? This isn't to buy paper towels or toilet paper or things like that, or copy paper that some districts will try to argue. This is very targeted and very specific, and the students are getting something in return for the money that they're paying. So a lot of these in the high school level are gonna be like workbooks that are tied to a specific workbook fee for a class. Same thing in Lee Burnison, you'll see there is a Scholastic magazine or some consumable they're doing in a pre-engineering class. As you work into the intermediate school, again, it might be an online subscription or a Scholastic magazine or some art fees for clays and paint. And then in the elementary school as well, they have, I believe, reduced the fees in the elementary school this year. Again, tying things to direct expenditures that the student has a direct benefit from. When we look at the next resolution, the pay-to-participate fees, the pay-to-participate fees, honestly, at this point, are a replication of what they were last year. I would ask the board to allow us to take this school year and look at maybe the possibility of adjusting fees or changing them on some levels if things have happened as some club sports have become varsity level and some other changes that have happened, or we have different coaching levels. We would want to look at it and possibly recommend adjustments to that. But I don't think it would be prudent to try to make those adjustments here in the next few weeks, really, before the fall season would end. So my proposal would be is I would ask the board to approve them as they are, again, as they were last year, no changes from last year. And we look this year and set a target date of no later than May to propose any changes for the upcoming school year to give people advance notice of what it would look like.
Those suggestions will come from you, and are you hearing from families and students as well?
I think the suggestions would be a combination of me working with the principals and athletic director to see how it would work out, what areas are set up. One of the points that I've been told, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. I have one over here, thank you. But one of the areas that I've been told is a number of years ago, 2014, when this was first implemented, the idea was to tie the pay-to-participate fees to roughly 20% of the supplemental cost that was at the time. Obviously, supplemental costs have changed, you know, over the past 5 years, so that might be an area that we'll start by looking at it and then see where it's still relevant and how those expenses are being made.
Will that be something potentially through the Finance Committee meeting we'll chat about, or just extend it out to finish it by May?
No, I think it would be, we would want to work through each of the committees. A good portion of this would be Finance Committee, a good portion would also be Policy Committee, as you're looking at any changes that you may want to make to how you implement a pay-to-participate program. So I think we'll be working through at least several of the committees.
Do you know offhand, you may know, how each one is designated as to, you know, fees? How the fees are designated? Like an example, wrestling is 125. Swimming is 55.
Yeah, so again, I think that the two pieces of it is a number of the sports 5 years ago were club sports at the time and charged a reduced fee. I don't know if it was swimming was or not. Don't quote me on that. But that's been brought to my attention about it, going from club to varsity level. The other piece was, again, based on the supplemental of it. So an example would be if they had one swimming coach that had a lower supplemental cost per the contract, and they had 20 players, when you look to divide the cost of that and pick up 20% of it, you might have a lower, some sports with a lower level than other sports. You know, an example would be...
That, that is how we're doing it?
That's how it was explained to me and how it was set up, correct.
I guess it would be good to just review that, just to find out exactly what are the criteria to have a discussion behind that. Because it, again, I can see some people look at this and be like, well, why this one, but why not that one? Some of them are easy, you know, maybe to understand, and then others may be like, well, I don't know. I look at golf, it's 125, and most of the students, you know, pay themselves, although they do keep, I guess the school does pay for tournaments.
It certainly, I think that the good part of going through, if nothing else, if we change nothing, the good part about going through this is reviewing it 5 years later, the board looks very different than it did 5 years ago, the administration looks very different than 5 years ago, and I think this will add, you know, putting some logic to it will answer a lot of the questions, and hopefully we'll document that logic as part of this process, and that when there are questions that come up, we're able to at least explain why we've come to those conclusions.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, you're right. I think when we looked at this 5 years ago, Dr. Keenan was doing it, and the point, at least on the pricing, the fees, was trying to be benchmarked along all the other SWC schools, and we are pretty much lower, if not the lowest.
Oh.
But it'd be good to know how we designate between which one gets, you know, say the 125 versus say 35. That was never really explained to us in the background.
It was. I do remember that it did have to do with the cost.
It had to do with supplemental, but
right.
But it did. That number, that supplemental is going to change every single year for every single sport.
Right.
Every single.
Unless
the same coach is out there every year.
It sounds like that, you know, just like curriculum cycles, that, you know, every 4 or 5 years it would be good to go.
I think it's a very good idea to review it.
Yeah.
It'd be good to have how we're designated.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions on student fees or pay to participate?
No.
This one is relatively quick. F. We have a handful of fees that have been collected over many years that we've been carrying on a reconciliation sheet of checks that were specifically NSF, non-sufficient funds, so bounce checks that came back. In each of these cases, these students, for one reason or another, have left the district, and I am asking the board to allow me to deem them as uncollectible and then write off these amounts. It's not a large amount, but I do need board permission to do that. We work very hard to collect the fees, and we have a much better tracking system now using PowerSchool to track our fees. In this case, it was just a situation here. And then the last resolution, this is a very long resolution, but I'll try to be very, very brief. We currently get our power, our electric service through a consortium, which is overseen by the Ohio Schools Council called Power for Schools. We've been very happy with their negotiation of it. Currently, our provider is First Energy Solutions, or FES. FES has filed bankruptcy and has been going through bankruptcy court for the past, I don't know, 18 months or so, Dave, is that about right? And so Power for Schools went back out and looked for a new provider. And their recommendation here is NG Resources. ENGIE resources. Again, for us, this doesn't change who's providing the actual electricity. You know, First Energy or CEI, however you want to view them, is actually providing it. It doesn't change, you know, any of the cabling or anything like that. But on the back end, this allows us to get the lowest cost on energy-only costs. And then any of the other costs, transmission costs, transformer costs, things like that, are passed along at no markup. So OSC is very, very happy with this. They're promoting this very heavily. Power for Schools feels this is the best contract that they've ever been able to negotiate. And to be honest, I don't think that we would have nearly the same negotiation ability because of the group of the consortium of Power for Schools to get that same pricing level. So I would ask the board to allow me to enter into the contract for a new energy provider. So those are my resolutions. I would ask that we do probably A separate and then B separate, because I would like the proposed budget separate, but then we could combine C through G.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve Treasurer's Recommendation 6A?
So moved. Second.
Any further questions or discussion? Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Luzinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, is there a motion to approve Treasurer's Recommendation 6B?
So moved.
Second.
Any further questions or discussion? Roll call, please.
Stoll?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Luzinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Going to group the rest of them. Okay. Is there a motion to approve Treasurer's Recommendation 6C through G?
So moved.
Second. Questions or discussion?
I thought we were going to be doing G by itself.
No, G can be combined. I just wanted the proposed budget to be separate.
Oh, okay. Oh, I do have a question. So this really is, it's electric related, so just it goes back to earlier conversation about purchase services and so, and I know we can't get into it today, but it made me start thinking about the four elementary schools that are there. You know, we have this building now is online. We're going to have minimal amount of heat, very little water, but heat and electricity for those buildings. And I'm sure Dave's got this on his back burner, or front burner after this moment. But it would be good to maybe start having a discussion sooner rather than later. Maybe it's already happening for us to start thinking about what we want to start doing with the four buildings. Because it is going to be, it's going to start costing us to keep.
So yeah, at this time, and what we've been publicly saying is our plan is to remove each of the four buildings, you know, demolish them, and utilize the property. We don't want to get in a situation of having to lease it out to another a charter school or something of that nature, because we still want to retain the property long term. So we'll be looking at raising. Dover Elementary would be the first to be raised. Dave and I have spoken the other day, Scott as well, about really once, as Dave is able to get his life back and not spend evenings here doing punch list items, we'd be working with the architect on what a demolition would look like and a reworking of the parking lot, hopefully as early as next summer.
Okay.
So that would be for your Dover Elementary School. Your other three buildings, again, we would heat to a very minimal level. We don't want pipes freezing, you know, any type of things of that nature, but it would be set back to 50 degrees, give or take. You know, something of that nature that would allow to be warm enough so you don't deal with the pipes and stuff like that and crack drywall and stuff. But we're not looking to, you know, keep the buildings online in the same fashion. So we would hope to see a reduced cost in both the electric, because no one will be in there, or rarely will they be in there, as well as heating would only be for, you know, the water purposes.
I guess one thing that I would just finish with is maybe put together a master plan, even if it can be, you know, it's going to be adjusted based on resources and everything, so that we have an idea, you know, when it's going to take place. Because one of the fears is that you abandon them. Even though we're going to tear them down, that's not good. You know, we don't want to board up buildings, we don't want to pay for broken windows. You know, we're not that type of community, but you just, it happens.
Thank you for that.
I'm so happy you said that, because this is a year where we are also going to be re-entering our visioning and strategic planning. So that development of that master plan is perfectly in
there a time limit that they can remain empty?
You know, to be very honest, we're going to look into those details and I can report back to the board, or Scott and I can report back to the board to give you those that information. Again, we have no plan on abandoning the buildings. The buildings will be in use by us, and we'll have staff there on a fairly regular basis. Not daily, but it will still be in use by us. These are not buildings that are going to be abandoned or left to rot. That's number one. Number two is we still have needs for the district of utilizing both the properties and in some cases the buildings, storage, you know, things like that. We absolutely want to be able to still utilize the fields and the properties. We'll be maintaining those at a level that's appropriate, and we don't want them to be a blight in the community that they're in at all. I don't think that's fair to the residents around, nor do we, you know, want to see that happening to our buildings. So we would work through those plans and see how we can utilize those in the near term, and then in the long term, are at least from what I have been said publicly and what I believe the feeling of the board has been in my conversations with you guys, have been long term to raise the buildings and be able just to have the property available for use.
Only because we've opened this conversation and we had our ribbon cutting on Saturday, the topic did come up to a number of board members and administrators that there are memory items in those buildings that some citizens reached out, and also in the interest of repurposing, just to make known that yes, we've heard those conversations, and that'll be a part of our plan as well.
It is, and we also had conversations about parts that could be valuable for you to reset, and
right,
there are some things that we're not just going to throw out, but could be sentimental, that could be just valuable.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Dr. Gunn?
Okay. I'm going to read 7A separately because there are just information. We did receive $500 for the science department at Westlake High School from Mr. and Mrs. Davis Chaney. The Richards family donated a variety of board games to Westlake Elementary School. And Santino and Elizabeth Zendialis donated $170 to Game of the Demoness at Westlake High School. So I would like to thank them and everybody else for their support. Letter, and I did pick out a few to go through. Some of these are pretty typical for the agenda, so I just picked out a few. If you have questions on others, please feel free to ask. Letter 7C. Is a resolution to approve a classification change for a staff member. This is Mary Dunham from high school. When we reevaluated her role, really felt if she served less as the clerk and typist and more as the secretary. If you're familiar with Westlake High School, then you will understand that is very obvious. So that we are Brady and our Mr. Sheets and Mr. Wilson did the evaluation and felt that that was appropriate. Letter D is a resolution to recall staff members. We are recalling two additional staff members who were reduced as we did our cuts. And Brady, did you check on that? So I believe we are absolutely done with calling folks back. Now, when you think about that for a moment, We did promise through this consolidation to save $1.2 million. We exceeded $1.5 million, and in also doing so, we've been able to recall employees as openings have happened. So a lot of work went into that to make sure that the reduction was very minimal to folks' employment. Letter E. This is a healthcare processing contract, and this is for our Medicaid, that we have to process a good deal of Medicaid, and this company does that for us. Letter H is some stipends for course development and orientation of College Credit Plus. For those of you who do not know what that is, we do teach college courses at the high school, and in order to do that, we do need to that. So we do have two folks who are doing that. Then the other one I want to point out is right after it, which is letter I. This is a resolution for stipends for different work that's happening in regard to our new STEM programming that's really focusing on progress-based learning. And this is, Kathy's right back there, a grant that she and Melissa Martin and some others put together with Martha Holden Jennings, which is a really, really cool grant, really great opportunity. When we talk again about how we're doing things, this is a great example of it. When we're looking at our science and our math curriculums, we're not just sitting there, you know, doing test after test after test. They're really pushing out the project-based learning, and this is a great start for us to do that. And that will be through the Bernstein as well as our high school. Then the final one is the last one I want to point out, and there's two field trips on here. Two trips. Westlake High School and the Bernstein Science Olympiad. If anybody is familiar with our Science Olympiad, it is one of the top programs in the state of Ohio. And when you look at the places they go, it is very, very beneficial, and it's really cool. So there are the programs listed up there. And the other one is girls varsity basketball team going to play in Tampa, Florida. So that's really neat for them. Karen Swanson-Hahn coming in has been very innovative, a very dynamic coach, doing a really nice job with the program. And I think this would be a lot of fun for the students. So those are the items that I wanted to pull out. And as far as my combination, I do like to do this separately, but I don't see any in regard to B through Q that I would need to pull out unless somebody feels sure.
Okay, is there a motion to approve Superintendent's Recommendation 7A?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Kraft.
Oh, I'm sorry. Questions or discussion? Thanks. Thank you to our very generous donors. Okay, roll call.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, is there a motion to approve Superintendent's Recommendations 7B through 7Q?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion or questions? No? Okay, roll call please.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, that brings us to our second hearing of the public, which can be on any topic within reason. So if you wish to speak, please come to the podium and state your name and address. We have a quiet group tonight. Okay, we want to get out of here. Is what it is. Okay, we can have two board comments if we haven't already been commented out.
I have none.
I just want to repeat again my thanks to our administrators for the fabulous job they did. My husband criticized me on Saturday when I said thanks to the administration. He said, why didn't you name them by name? I said, geez. But Dave, I don't know what more we can say about all the hours that you put in and what you've done, but thank you very much. And Scott and Todd, and I don't know who else. I mean, there were a lot of people involved, Pete and all his IT people. I can't imagine what it took to get Wi-Fi in this building. And I know it's ongoing, and you have other buildings too, so thank you for everything that you've done. And Alex, Kathy, with your curriculum and all the principals, so there's just so many people to thank, and I'm sorry if I forgot anybody and I didn't name you by name, but thank you.
Hey,
just had a couple of things, if I may. I had the good fortune to spend some time with our Culture and Climate Committee as they're reviewing the Youth Truth surveys. And I know that conversation is going to be taken to the building level year three, right? And now extended to families. It's great to have that input. I think we have a great partnership with Youth Truth. We have our seminar or day of review coming up very soon. I'll keep you informed on that, but excited about it. It was great to be a part of Citizens Advisory Council. What a great group, great conversation. We all take turns on the CAC, but some great debates and good conversations going on. We are very excited about the report card. Congratulations. And let it be known that the board is always proud of administration, of the staff, of everything that everyone is doing. Yeah, it's great to see that progress, but to know that we're very, very proud of all the work that everyone is doing. Thanks.
And Bob, I think I have you down in October for CAC,
yeah,
right?
But I have a conflict.
You have a conflict?
Up to switch with somebody.
Okay.
I just found that out today.
What day is?
It's the 21st.
Is that a Monday?
It's a Monday, October 21st. Okay.
Chat with me and I'd be happy to.
And we owe you big time. Although it's a lovely group, so it's not a bad way to spend an hour.
Okay.
Not that much. Because it's fun.
Okay, anyone else?
Now.
Okay, is there a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
To adjourn at 7:22 p.m., Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, we're adjourned.
What day is that?
It's Monday, the 21st.